Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in this morning. Today morning, we want to welcome you. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We just want to lift him up this morning on this Mother's Day morning. Congratulate all the beautiful out there. We thank God for each and every one of you, because if it wasn't for a mother, amen, we would not be in existence. God fixed it, amen. It comes through, amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. We cut you, we honor you, because we know, man, that you are, amen, God's plan, amen. So we for you this morning, we're going to go to our announcements this morning. We've made an additional investment into our program. We're still down, but we made an additional investment that we can assist you. I mean, the ministry is really about discipleship. And if you really are into the Word of God and you want to study the Word of God, we ask that you go to our faithlife.com, create an account. The account is free. And you don't have to pay anything, and look for Triumph-Life-Ministry and sign up for faithlife.com, creating an account, just like creating a Facebook account or Instagram account. And then you look for the group, Triumph Life Ministry. Once you become part of that group, we've made it so that you will have free access of the Logos Bible Study software. Now you can download the Logos or Faith Life Bible Study software, and it will give you, you know, some basic items. However, once you become part of the Triumph Life Ministry group, there will be additional study material there available for you to study. So we just want to encourage you to go to FaithCon, become a Triumph Life Ministry group, and you download the Logos Bible app, sign in with the same login as your Faith Life account, and it will automatically download the additional study resources for you. There's no cost to you. It's our gift to you, because we want to encourage you and to build you in Christ. Amen. And not only that, you get access to Faith Life TV. Faith Life TV, if you have a smart TV, or if you have a smart TV, or have a Roku stick, Fire Stick, the Amazon Fire Stick, if you have one of those, you plug them into your TV and download the Faith Life TV app. You can also see the live stream that we do here via your TV through that Fire Stick, as well as the a smart TV. But not only that, once you become part of the group, also give you access to videos of seminary level courses. Now, I've been a member of the Logos. I've had Logos now for about 4 years, 3 to 4 years now, and of course, that's what I use to study. I have a library of over 2,000 resources that I use in my study. It's a lot of material. It's easy to search and find what you're looking for, and really dig deep into the Word of God. So we wanted you to have availability to that, and they made it possible for us. So we made that additional investment that anyone that becomes part of the group will have access to the basic level of the study materials, but it is additional study materials that you will have, as well as seminary level courses. And there's some other benefits of being a member of the group that comes along with that membership. I wanted to express to you was the Logos Bible Study software and those seminary level video courses, because those are very important items, I believe, to help us as individuals grow in Christ. We wanted to make that available to you, so we've made that cement to you. All you have to do is just become a member of the group. And that's at faith.com, and then you look for Triumph Life Ministry and click that you want to join the group, and it is available to you. Also, we are that your Facebook group page and launch. We're also on Twitter as well as Instagram. It's available to you. And next Sunday, I didn't make a slide for this, but next Sunday I am asking if you would email us at info@triumphlife.org. info.triumphlife.org. Your graduates' name and their school and what level that they graduated on, whether it's graduating from kindergarten, elementary school, junior high school, college, master's or doctorate degree. We're going to make a presentation similar to what we have today for our mother. We're going to make a presentation for our graduates and do so. Graduate presentation next week. So if you would, you know, you can email that to us at info@triumphlife.org and sit on our face. If you go to the page Triumph Life and the button there, just click the message and send your graduate's name, where they graduated from, as well as what level of they graduated. We want to make a present honor to him. So we just wanted to make that offering too. And from there, we're going to move forward into our service. We thank God for you, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. We will be glad in it. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. We just want to tell you I'm happy Mother's Day. We're excited about mothers. We're excited about today. We have done a presentation that we want to present to you at this time. Presentation is over. I'll be back to have the word with you and pray with you, and then we will go about our week knowing that we're blessed in God. Amen. So let's move forward. And here is our presentation for all the moms that are in our presentation. Run out of tears. Amen, amen. We want to say a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Amen. We try to think of all the ones that we could think of. If we missed you, we do apologize. We had a pretty good participation also with names being submitted. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Next time, not only get the names, but get some pictures. That we'll be able to make the presentation. We just want to again thank all the mothers for being mothers. Mothers is a full-time job. You never get to call in sick. You take a day off. So we just want to thank you for all the hard work that you put in because we know that it is because of you that the world do turn. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. So we recognize that, want to honor that today, want to honor all the love and the hard work that you put in, and we just thank you for being such great mothers. We want to say happy Mother's Day. I have some cousins out there, some aunties and some friends, and we just want to say happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. And we thank God for each and every one of you and what you've done and how you have participated in this life with our family members and plenishing earth fruitful. So just wanted to do this, and we thank God for you. Also, I didn't mention when I mentioned the graduations, if you have a graduation picture with your student, with your graduate, please send that as so we can put the graduation picture, their name, as well as their level of graduation and where they graduated from, and we'll do that on next week. Let us move forward into our word this morning. Don't want to hold you long this morning. Just wanted to try to give you a level of encouragement, and we just want to talk with you real brief this morning about the hand of love. And that's going to be our theme this morning, is the hand of love. We want to just deal with the hand of love. Mothers have a hand of love. God and mothers are very similar when it comes to love. When you see a mother's love, most of the time you see the love of God. And we want to talk about that this morning and just to share with you and encourage you mothers to continue sharing your love across this land because we need it. We all need your love and to feel your love. I believe a lot of the violence that goes on today is because the love. And if we can continue just sharing our love and spreading our love across this land, amen, I believe that it will become a little bit better place. I know there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, and Jesus said this is just the beginning of times. But through it all, I believe that those that experience love and operate in love and that show love and that work within love, amen, will have a different experience from those that do not. So we want to encourage you to operate in love. The hand of love. Isaiah 49 and 14 through 21 is where our text is coming from today. And let us read in our Bible. We're going to start the 14th verse in the book of Isaiah 49th. And it reads, "But Zion said, the Lord in me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms. My, thou continue before me. Thy children shall make haste, thy destroyers and they that made thee waste shall go forth, lies around about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with and bind them on thee as a bride doeth. For thy waste and thy desolate places and the land of destruction shall now be too narrow by reason of inhabitants. They that swallow thee up shall be away. Children which thou shalt have after thou hast the other shall say again in thine ears, the place is too straight for me. Give place to me that I may dwell." 21st and final verse. "Then shalt thou say in thine heart, who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children, and I'm desolate, a captive, and removed to and fro? Who helped these? Behold, I was left alone. These were been. Amen. And our thought is the scripture 49 and 16, and I put it in the Lexington English version just to make it a little more plain of the King James version, just for understanding. And it reads, "Look, I have you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Look, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands. Are continually before me." We want to talk this morning about the hand of love. The hand of love. The hand of love. God is talking through the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah being a major prophet, and we know Isaiah prophesied many of things. And now Isaiah is this text prophesying about Christ coming to join the Jews and the Gentiles, and how the Jews forsake him, and not only do they forsake him, but he died on the cross, and he makes a sacrifice for us that the Gentiles may become part of the family of God. And originally, the Jews were those servants that were to give the blessings of God, to give the word of God, to bring the world to God, but they rejected him. And in that process of the rejection, God provided a lamb to die on the cross for us and brought us together. So there always has been a plan for us to be a part of God. There always has been a plan for us to operate in His love, and He's always had a hand on us. As we look at our scripture, and is comparing God to a mother. This is one of the scriptures. There's many scriptures that shows the attributes of God as a mother, and this is one of them where He mentions about would forget her sins. And if we think about the scriptures this morning, Israel has been captured by Babylon, and not only are they captured by Babylon, but it's been a time, it's been a while that they've been under this Babylonian, and they're slaves. They've been enslaved to the Babylon, who have their sin, and they don't have their government governing them, but they're being governed under the bulls. And they've been this place now to a place where they have forgotten. They feel like God has forgotten them. They feel like God has forgotten them. And I want you to understand, mothers, this morning. Sometimes we go through a time period where we feel like our kids or our children has forgotten us, but they haven't forgotten you. I want you to understand that you're not forgotten. Your kids, sometimes they're so busy with their own life and their own struggles that they get a little too busy, and they just don't show their love and their respect for you, but in reality they do. But you feel like are you're forgotten. And on the flip side of times there's the relationship between the mother and the child that sometimes is not the relationship, and now sometimes feel like the mother has forgotten them. And we know there are some bad mothers out there. I mean, Jezebel was a biblical example of a mother who her children to idol gods and not serve the true and living. So there are such things as bad mothers, and we know that. We experience that here today in this life. There are mothers that have kids, and it's been reported on the news, or there's a mother that's abandoned kids, and a lot of times it's because that not happened not because of the lack of love or the lack of concern, but sometimes out of fear or out of a mother not knowing, having proper instructions in life, or she's in such a bad position or stage herself that she feels is better not to have the child because she herself cannot take care of her own self, less the child. So a lot of times we deal with situations where the mother seems bad, but is really a survival move that she's making. But it's really a hard situation and a hard condition that she ends. And a lot of sometimes we're just overly judgmental about that mother, but we don't really know what she's going through. But then there's that mother that, regardless of the situation, regardless of how bad I'm in, or regardless of how bad my situation may be, I'm going to stick it out and stick it through with my child. So different levels of ways that this occurred. But I want you to understand this morning that no matter what level that you're on as a mother, you know, your hand of love to your children is very, very, very important. Your hand of love to your children is very important. First of all, you know that the hand of love provides the power of God's love. it provides the power of God's love, because God used one man to create life. And although that in the Garden of Eden, he made that process a painful process, but at the end of it, there's joy. And there's a joy in that process. Then that mother is to nurture that child and wean that child until he becomes a young girl or a young boy, and then a young man or a young lady, and then a full man and a full woman. And the mother has a really critical job in this life to be able to do that. And her is very powerful. It provides a level of power within a child's life that can make that child or break that child. It can provide a level of it can make a president or it can make a bum. And it's all about that mother's love and the way she nurtures her child and the way she takes care of him and the way she directs him and the way she instructs him in the way that she cares for him or her. And it's very, very, very powerful in the way that love is conveyed to that child. And it really makes a difference in how a person becomes. It can make a person peaceful and calm, and it can make a person violent. It is very powerful. Mother is very powerful in what she provides, and that's why scripture is so fulfilling in the way that it describes God in the same way, because His love is so powerful. His love and His love is so powerful. The love of it can take a violent man. I was a violent young man. It took a violent young like me and made me a peaceful little man. God's love is very powerful. It can change a life. It can change a mindset. It can change hearts. It can change people. It can change the times. It can change communities. And I believe it can change countries. God's love, and I honestly believe that we should exercise in God's love because it is so powerful. Because of the hand of the love of God, and the mother's love, I believe God gave the mother the love that He gave her, and He gave her the power that He gave her, so that she could just, a child could be the worst child there is, and the mother would love that child. That child can do the worst of things, and that still love that child. And God is the same way. Do the worst of things. We could do the most defiled things, or our sin could stench under His nose, but God still loves us. He still loves us. And it's just so amazing. It's so amazing how God loves us, how God just wraps His arms around us. It's just so powerful in His love. And I just can't describe it. I just can't find the words to share with you this morning on how I feel about His love, because the hand of God's love, and He just holds us palm of His hand, and that's what we want to talk about next, because the hand of love is the picture of God's love. Our scripture tells us that God scribed you in the palm of His hand. You're tattooed in His hand. God has a tattoo and in His hand, and every time He holds up His hand, he sees your name. Isn't it? God, He just has a picture of your name in His hand. He sees your name, whatever your name is on this morning, whether it's J. Mary or Sue, we don't know what your name is, but God sees your name. God sees your name this morning. He has it inscribed. You know, people when they really love someone, when they really has committed that this is the person that I love and I'm going to be with this person for the rest of my life. I've seen where people go out and they get that person that they love so much name tattooed on their bodies, and that means they're fully committed to that individual. I'm not a tattoo kind of guy, but if I was, I wouldn't mind getting my tattooed on me, because I knew she is the one for me. Now, married for 23 going on 4 years, been together for about 26 years, and I don't see myself with no one else. And committed to that relationship, I'm committed to her, and I would have her name tattooed on me. And God is saying He's committed to you. God is saying that He's all in on you this morning. He hasn't given up on you, and sometimes you may feel like giving up. You may feel like he's not answering your prayers. He's not hearing you. He's left you. You're in place. You're in bondage. You're in a hardship. You're left alone. You're all on the eye yourself. I want you to understand this morning, God is committed to you. He has His name, has your name tattooed in His hand. He has your name. He sees your name. He pulls up His hand, and to the end, it is your name that He sees. He has a name. He's present. We're at the same omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's a Jehovah Rapha. He is a healer. I want you to know this morning that God is committed to you. Don't give up on God. Trust with all your heart, with all your mind. Trust God with all that you have this morning and forevermore, because God is committed to you. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the earth. When it's all over, when it's all said and done, God will be with you. God will be with you. God will be with you. He's committed to you. He's got your name inscribed in the palm of His hand. It is the hand of love. I know you might not been the best mother, but he's committed to you. He has your name described in His hand of love. I know that you made some mistakes, but He's committed to you. He has your name inscribed in the palm of His hands. I know that you're not perfect and that you haven't been perfect all the time, but He has your name inscribed, in the palm of your hands. In the palm of His hand, I know that it ain't been all hunky dory and smooth sailing. I understand that. I understand problems. I understand there's been issues. I understand there's been trials, and I understand there's been tribulations. But He has your name inscribed in the palm. He is committed to you. He has sold out to you. He has made a dedication to you, and I want you to believe, and I want you to trust Him this morning. You may feel all alone. You may feel like He's not answering. You call to Him and being silent, but hold up, because God has committed Himself to you. He's tattooed His name, your name. He's tattooed your name in the palm of His hand, in the palm of His hand. How many times do you see the palm of your hand on a daily basis? It is for in front of Him. Your name is forever in front of Him. He's forever looking at your name. He's forever being reminded that you exist. He's forever being reminded that you have issues. He's forever reminded that you are need Him. He's forever being reminded that you are His child. Forever reminded. He committed. He has your name in the palm of His hand. Picture of God's love in your hand. Isn't that beautiful on this morning? Isn't that beautiful? And else. And you have God's, because you have God's, your name is tattooed in God's hand, because your name is tattooed in God's power of God's picture of God's love. You have also the promise of God's love. You have the promise love. That gives me a long day. And brothers, I want you to understand that adrenaline on another day. I know it's hard and I know it's tasking. I know you stay up late at night, your children praying for you. I know sometimes that you don't understand what's going on. Sometimes your children don't seem to listen to you. And sometimes the children doing what they do. And sometimes it seems like you're distanced from your children and the love bond is broken. And I want you to understand this morning that if you stand and trust God and know that he's got your name in the palm of his hand and that he's looking at you, that you will get his promise. All you have to do is just continue to trust God, because God has a promise for you. You promise, amen, that God will take care of you. God will do until the end. All you have to do is just trust him. It is the promises of God. God has set you in a place you give life, and that you nurture life, and that you can life. And if you create that life, it seems like that life may reciprocate what the love that you're giving them. But I want you to know this morning that if you just God and if you just trust in God and that you understand that God will be there. God will provide for you. You don't have to worry about it, mother. It reminds me of the Shunammite woman. It was just her and her son. And looked like they were in a desolate situation. And in that desolate situation, she felt like they were just going to her last meal and die. But they're on a prophet. And the prophet told her to give him that last cake. And said that she was just going to eat it and gave her last to the prophet. Trying to make a long story short. She gave her last to the prophet. And the prophet told her to go and borrow jars from the neighbors. So went and borrowed all jars that she could. And she took last drop of oil. She kept out that last oil until all the jars that she could fill. Now she had all that where she felt like she had come to her end. She felt like she was at the end of her rope. She felt like that it was all. She trusted the man of God. And when she trusted the man of God, God made a provision for her. God gave a promise that he would have her. I want you to know, all you have to do is trust God. I want to remind you of Hannah on this morning. Hannah was picked out to be picked on. Hannah was in one of those situations where she was barren and couldn't have a child. And the other wives of the king could have children. And Hannah was being picked on. And I know sometimes, mother, it feels like you're being picked out to be picked on. They may talk about you and put you down, but I want you to head to the temple. And while she was in the temple, she prayed unto God. She went all in unto God. So much that the priest at the temple thought she was drunk. But Hannah wasn't drunk. She was uttering her prayer unto God. She didn't care what the priest might have thought. She didn't care how she looked. She didn't care what her surroundings were. But her conversation was heart to heart to God. And by and by, wow, God provides a child. And her barren womb become fertile. Her barren womb become fruitful. She was able to have a child. And when she had that child, she dedicated him back to God because she and her the provider, but it was God that provided the child. Trusted God and God delivered. God will give you the promise. And I know this morning that God will provide for this morning. What he did 1,000 years, he gave us the promise. As our scripture tells us, is Isaiah is to Israel. They felt like God had forgotten about them and left them barren and desolate, left in bondage, left them that was in their they were slaves, and they were down and out. They had lost their morals and their morality. They had lost a hope at this time, and they had forgotten. They had felt like they were forgotten by God. And God know that written name. I haven't forgotten about you. I've written your name in the palm. We're talking about hand of love. And I will remember you. I will send a comforter. I will send a deliverer. I will send a ruler. I will send a king of kings. I will send a lord of lords. There's going to come a time that he's going to walk the dusty roads. And my Bible tells me after 42 generations, Jesus came to earth. He was born by a mother. A man was a virgin. He was born a miraculous move of the to this virgin, and this virgin mother was a name Mary, and Mary had this miraculous child, and this child grew up. Went and he got baptized by John the Baptist, there was a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son." Ain't that all right? Thank you, Lord. I want you to know today that God delivered his promise just like he said in the book of Isaiah. By his stripes wield. I want you to know that he came to his own, but his own received him not. But that's okay. He's still in the promise. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. This cup passed from me. But never not will, but thy will be done. He went cross. They beat with 10 stripes, 30 stripes, save one, which was 39 stripes. I want you to know the day he took those stripes. They slapped him and they spit on him. I want you to know the day that God, that Jesus went to the cross for my sins and sins. He became that promise. He was the promised child. This morning, when he hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour, him in the side, and out came blood and water, but they still didn't take his life. For the Bible tells me that at the ninth hour, he gave up the ghost. Eli, Eli, Elama Sabethani. My God, why have thou forsaken me? That's because he took on my sins. And that's because on your sins, all the dirt that you did in your past, all the dirt that you will do, all the dirt that you come, he had already prayed for you. And he took it on at that very moment, and he gave up the ghost, and he went to a borrowed tomb. I'm glad the tomb was borrowed because he only would need it for just a little while. Because the Bible tells me after 3 days that he got up out of the grave with all power in his hands. He defeated hell and he defeated death. My Bible tells me that Jesus, he got up with all power, and he was the first to rise from death. He was the first. He was the first of the new life that we once will once we will one time one day. It's a triumphant life, a life that lives everlasting. And Jesus was number one, and soon and very soon, if you look at the signs of the time, the time will come that he's coming back for a ready church. He's coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. We want you to be ready today. So we want you to receive him today. We want you to understand that he gave up his life. He gave you the hand of love. In point that I want you to understand, the hand of love was processed. It was stake. He put nails in his hands. And the nails hands didn't hold him to the cross. It was the love. It was the in his hands that held him. Love in his hands that held him up there for you and I. It was the love in his. It was the love in his hands. It was the love in his hands. I want you to understand today. It is the love of Christ. It's the love of God that was in his hands. You're in his hands. Your name is in his hands. It is the love. It's the love that I for you. It's the love that he's given you. The love. The love. The hand of love. That brought salvation to this world. It is the hand of love. In our salvation. It is the hand that will let us live a triumph life. Life after this life. It is the hand of love that God has blessed you and blessed me this morning. We thank you. We thank you for this morning. And we continue to pray. We ask that you continue to pray for us as we go through this process. We're still getting the technology down. We are investing, as we mentioned earlier, we're investing that you have additional tools for yourself to be able to study into God's word and grow as God's disciples. It's not a ship, it's about the ship. And we want you to know that God is for us, the hand of love on us at this very moment. We ask you to continue to pray us. We want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, even those that I didn't mention earlier, or those that presentation. If you want to see the presentation again, you can go to triumphlifeministry.com and look on sermons. We'll see this presentation required. It will be available shortly after we use this stream. And you get from there if you would like to share. We just thank you. Let us pray with you this morning. Most in the name of Jesus, Father, we come. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word on this morning. We thank you for your hand of love. Oh, God, thank you for the power of your love, God. Oh, God, picturing our love, framing it up for us, oh, God. And God, most of all, we thank you for your promises. God, you've been so good to us, God. And God, we just don't. We take for granted your love, God. We take for power. We take for granted your picture. We take for granted promises, God. But we humble ourselves this morning for you, that you love. Just touch us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We just want to praise you. We want to worship you. We want to glorify you in your name. God, bless the mothers on those that are not listening, the mothers everywhere. Oh, God, you know what they're going through. You know what their tribulations are. You know what the pains are. Oh, we ask that you do the name of those that are today. We ask that you just comfort them in the name of Jesus. Glorify yourself in the name of Jesus. We just praise you and we glorify you. Oh, God, we lift up holy hands to you and we just receive you unto ourselves. And God, we ask as we depart this Sunday morning, oh, God, that you don't depart from us. Be with us all the week long. Keep in your holy name. We just magnify in the name. And we in Jesus' name, amen. And the benediction, may our Lord and Savior Christ be with all. Amen. Until next week, and triumphant to your name. You might have a mom, she might be the bomb, but ain't nobody.
Got them all like mine. Her love's to the end. She's my best friend. Ain't nobody got them all like mine. She my world. She my heart. And there's no denying I'm her girl. No matter what, she loves me like nobody else. I'm telling you, telling you, telling you, telling you all.
To tell you I love you.
Oh, that'd be cute.
I miss you already.